So that's why it says,
that's why there's an Indian of a covered malchus. Person mechuyif to honor the melech. Why is it mechuyif to honor a melech? Because in the hierarchy of society, the melech represents the highest organizing factor in the society. And insofar as the society is responsible for Yishuv Olam, so the society, the concept of malchus represents a good. And a person is chayiv in covered malchus.
The society is corrupt. Doesn't have to be corrupt. That's something else. That's wrong. No question about it. But insofar as there is a structure of a society there, that we recognize as a good. Saved, because there's no breakdown in society, but by Dora Mabel, there was breakdown in the fabric of society, so that was the end of it. That's right, it's very good. Pigas says, pray for Shalom Malchus, Shalom Molei Malchus, I don't know exact Russian, Ish Yisrei Eyu Chaim Below. One person will swallow up the other. So an organized society is something, organized society is a good. Definition of a society. Let's say, for instance, an African tribe is not a society. You can't say that's considered a civilization. It's no big bracha to be the progenitor of an African tribe. Civilization, a society. Yeah, right. Yeah, we mentioned organized crime is certainly not a society. They live off society. It's worse than a gambler, right? But what are the elements that's necessary for a civilization? That the civilization should be self-perpetuating. Well, African society, yeah, they're going on for thousands of years. Now, there has to be progress. That's the element there has to be. It has to be a situation in which progress is possible. See? Where it's capable for man to advance.
Doesn't mean they are advancing, it's capable.
Yeah, the African tribes stay the same for the last thousands of years. If the white man would not have come there, they would still be doing the exact same. That's not a society. That's not a society. It's a civilization is a situation where man can exercise his chachma in a way that there can be progress. That's a civilization. If there's no progress, that's not a civilization. Because the kifshua isn't just one time thing. The kifshua keeps on going. That means that there's progress. It's capable of progress. That's a society. So you ask about the American Indians, I'd say no. Because Indians really didn't progress. Indians remained the same way. They did not progress from year to year.
These Jewish people, you know.
Progress also progress. The way that a Jew lives should be in a society where scientific progress is possible. Certainly. To benefit mankind. I mean, you know what I think the Tiferes Yisrael says? By Yisrael Elam Abba. He mentions... He mentions Louis Pasteur. Yeah, because he said, yeah, save mankind. And man, that's a fantastic thing. To save hundreds of thousands of people. Man saved hundreds of millions of people, he saved. So this is a tremendous chesed, he said. It has to be a ben olam haba. That's progress. You see, so the thing is that this is, that Klal Yisrael also, Klal Yisrael is not just a situation where people are backward, removed from reality, and just sit and learn. That's not true. It's a society where knowledge is, where people gain knowledge in every area. In every area. Advances in every area. Astronomy and Mrs. B'nai Noach is dinim, courts. Has to be a society where they impose the law. Enforce the law. So it's part of structured society. So all these things in the psukim is really, is all part of Tikkun Olam, part of Kiyum Olam.
So, Yiralef. Vayomer lo malach Hashem hino charov yaladet bein. Vekaras shmo Yishmoel ki shoma Hashem el onyech. Interesting, but Plam Shais ki shoma Hashem el onyech means that God heard your oppression, right? Right. Right, that it was that she had the Yishmael and the Schus that she was willing to suffer under Sarah. But actually, she really left. She didn't want to be suffer under Sarah. The pshat is kisham Hashem al anyech means that based on the future, that God recognized the fact that you are suffering unjustly, and because of that, you will have a son Yishmael. Yeah. That would explain that the name is in the future, Yishmael. That would explain that also, why the name is in the future. Shom Hashem El Onyech really doesn't mean the past. It means the state that you're in. In other words, she was in a constant state of oppression. So, Kishom Hashem El Onyech, that God wants to remove you from the state of oppression, from the state of oppression. And she was constantly under that state. To a general situation. Shout all together. Unklus says, "Arei kabel Hashem tzloisech." Kishem Hashem alonyech, according to Unklus, means that God listened to your tefillah. That God listened to your tefillah. Unklus, she's mespal to be part of having and building a nation from Avram. That's Kishem Hashem alonyech. Shat hinochara means that she is pregnant. But the point is, what's the nature of the child? So she wanted to have a child who would establish a great nation. So it says that God will give him those qualities. He will establish a great nation. Kishom Hashem al Onyech. What was the Aini? What was the oppression over here? That Sarah reduced her to a Shifcha again. Right? That she was reduced to the status of a shifcha, which means at first she was taken in to be with Avram to build a nation with Avram. Then Sarah demoted her, reduced her to the status of a shifcha. So Kisham Hashem Alonyech means that Hashem will remove you from your oppressed state, not the oppression of Sarah. But the oppression that she became a nothing again. She just became a shifcha. You see? That's what I mean, Kishem Hashem Alonyech. That God will remove you from your oppressed state. What's the oppressed state? To be reduced to a nobody. No, you're not going to be a shifcha. Because you will be bona bias together with Avraham Avinu. So now it wasn't the fact that, you see, Vatanea Sarah was a psychological inui, right? Now what was the inui? So it reduced her, made her think that she's nothing. The inui reduced her to a nobody. But now if she is the progenitor of a great nation together with Avraham Avinu, then there's no more oni. Then it's a removal of the oni. Do you know what I mean? Really the effect of the oni. Just that she had to go get water for Sarah. That's not really. What bothered her was that the way Sarah treated her meant that she was reduced to nothing. But now, if she's supposed to have a special child from Avram, so now her own is over. Because now she's on the level of a wife who's producing a special child together with Avram Avinu. You understand what I mean? That's Shekhar Shem Hashem al Avonyech. Avonyech means that she was on the level where she deserved to have this happen to her.
Right. Was that as a result of living with
Avraham? Have a great nation in the future doesn't mean anything about the present. But if she has a special son with special qualities, this will remove her from the status of just a shifcha. Can't say she's a shifcha anymore. Because now she has a special son from Avraham Avinu. So now she's on a special level. See? The fact that she's going to have a great nation in the future is something else. Okay. That makes most sense. Kisham Hashem al Onyech means that God has like Roy Roisius Oni Ami Hashem Mitzrayim. So it means that God removed them from the state of Oni. So how did he remove her from the state of Oni? Because the whole Oni was that she was psychologically worthless. She was reduced again to a shifcha. She's a nothing. No. This Yishmael is going to have special qualities. He has special qualities, so in the eyes of Avraham Avinu, he's a special child. Which means that Avraham Avinu has a special child together with her. Now she can't be ever reduced to Shifcha again.
Right.
It meant that you should suffer her mistreatment. But the point is, but God has already heard, listened to your situation. And therefore, this situation is going to come to an end with the birth of Ishmael. But right now, he said, go back. You see? Well, was a special person. He has special qualities. See, Avram didn't want to throw him away so easily. When Sarah said, Kilo Yerushmael, he has special qualities. Okay, yeah. Yud is in the future. That wouldn't give a special status now. So she knows that one day she's going to have radiation, but this will give a special status right now. That's Kisham Hashem Alonyech. She has a special son with special qualities. Yes?
What?
What is the son will have? Uli Yeper Adam. He will be a wild man. Bako. He's going to attack everybody. Viad Kolbo, they'll all attack him. Wonderful person. Vapnei Kolachav Yishkan. And live on the face of all his brothers.
Now,
okay. Para Adam. The question is, what kind of comforting news is this? I was trying to say that. Why did I say para Adam should be Adam para? So, you know, his wildness was his essence. Man, was this the quality? Now, Rashi. Yeah. Midboros, he loved.
No, that fits in with the thing about.
Latsud Chayos. Kemoshe Kosova, Hero of Akashas, Vayeshev, Midbar Pon. So what does Rashi say? So what he likes the Midboros. Latsud Chayos. Yeah. Oh, listen. Viadko Bo, Akol Sonro Soma Tagrimbo. Rashi Pshat is difficult to say the least. So the best Pshat I see is Unkwas Pshat. Vuhu Yehei Merod Be'enosha. Yeah. Rebellious. Merod Be'enosha. Alright. Hu Yehei Tzorach L'chola Vaf Kol B'nei Enosha Yehon Tzrichan Lai. Yeah. Now, the thing is like this. In other words, he will be, according to Uncles, it means he'll be a revolutionary person. That's what it means. Merod ben Asher means a revolutionary individual. Right? Now, Huye Tzarch Lakol means simply that his area of domain will be with people. It'll express itself in terms of society. He won't just be a wild rebel, but he's a rebel that needs society. But the Yad Kol Bo means Vaf Kol B'nei Anasha Yehon Tzrichan. That shows that he's a great person. You could say the same thing about the President of the United States. That he's Tzarech Lakol. He needs, in order to perform his, obligations, in order to do what he's best at, he needs people. He needs the whole society, and the society needs him. So that's a great person.
What?
You see, really, according to Uncle, it just says one thing. Merod ben Asher means a leader. That's right. We'll have leadership qualities. That's what it means. He won't be a follower. Merod ben Asher. See? Actually, Avraham Avinu was also that way. See, that quality really can be traced back to Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu was also Kol Olam Me'ever Echad V'Avraham Me'ever Acher. He had that ability to not to care about what the other people would think. You see? So that quality was translating Ishmael into Merod ben Asher. That he didn't care. He wasn't a follower. He was a leader. That he will not be intimidated by people. That's what it means. He won't be intimidated by people. See, that's Merod ben Asher. So that quality is a great quality. So really, all the Malach told her was that he has this quality that he will not be intimidated by people. And he'll be such an individual that will require his area of conquest will be with regard to other people, and they will need him, Yad Kolbo. So they need him. So that means he's a great person. He's a great person. It was good news. Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that he has to give in to the society. Because if that's what he wants, in other words, let's say he means he's an original person. He has the ability to withstand other people's opinions. Now he will direct his energies to conquest of society. So of course it involves making the people think that you're going along with them. But that's his conquest. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean that he's giving into society. You know what I'm saying? In other words, that's what he wants. See, a true politician, if all he wants to do is to be a politician, he's not really giving into to the masses. That's exactly what he wants. You know, that's his conquest. He's not in conflict. He's doing exactly what he wants. If that's insofar as his essence is a politician, that's what he's after. And he's not giving in. And that's exactly what he wants. Do you understand what I mean? He's not changing his... A person who changes his views because of society is an individual that's intimidated by society. Because everybody holds that way, I have to hold that way. You see? No, he's going to be a paradigm. He's an original thinker. But practically speaking, where he has to accept certain... he'll do it in order to have his power, because that's what he wants. That doesn't mean he's giving in. That's part of what he wants. Yenobakol v'yad kobo. But insofar as what he really wants in that area, he's not intimidated. He's an original thinker. See? That's like Avram. That quality is like the same thing as Avram had, but Avram had it with regard to the true ideas. This is like this. He says, V'shiyech amor abor, k'yeh s'shechem m'bor, kamar v'idah v'yeshem. Vishya Adam Mitzar Oviv. So he says like this. He says, Pera will be Shia Chamar B'mizkai, Chamar B'mizkai, Chamar B'mizgo Mitzar Ha'aim, Ha'mitzris. And Vishya Adam Mitzar Oviv. Ka'om Ramzal, Sha'asi Yishmael Tshuva. You see, so the Sforno one that says that the two qualities, there were two separate qualities, Adam and Pera. Right. So insofar as the quality of not being influenced by society, that was from Avram, but the wildness was from Hagar. Okay. Now, Valpenechal Lech of Yishkon is very good. Well, according to the way Unklus learns, Valpenechal Lech of Yishrei, it means that he'll have peaceful relations with his brothers, and he'll be at the head of them. So that's good. That's good. Rashi is difficult because Rashi says, well, the first part of Rashi, Pera Adam Oiv Midbaras Latzid Chayos. Is really, I would say, what it means is that he's a courageous person. He's a courageous person. Because what does it mean he's a hunter? It means he's not afraid to go in the wilderness where it's dangerous to go. See, so Paradam means that he has courage. Shows that he has courage. Paradam, so what the Malach told her was that he'll be a courageous individual. A person not afraid to go alone in the desert to hunt trap animals. So he has the quality of courage. But Yodobakol, Rashi says, list him. List him is hard to understand. That means an outright thief. Why? What kind of mean? She was in the base of Rome. That definitely cannot have been a mila for her. That's difficult to understand. Evan, as I say, Per Adam, he says, Chofshi Bein Adam. Free. His nature is where he partakes of freedom. He doesn't get saddled down with burdens of society. Ibn Ezra says, Yelo b'kol, v'nochem b'ina shiyah b'ina odom kefera sheyinatzeach hakol, b'kocha. that'll overpower everybody. But then once we v'achakein, v'achakach v'yad kolbo. I mean, I don't understand. So then again, it's a bad tidings that in the end he's going to be overpowered by everybody. What's the milah? Yad kol bo, akol sonen oso metagren bo. Akol sonen oso metagren bo, which means that everybody, people hate him and they try to attack him. But it doesn't mean that they're successful. It just means that he's such a figure that he is a very outstanding individual. So everybody tries to get him. That's yad kol bo. But it doesn't mean they're going to be successful at it. The only difficulty in Rashi is when you say yado bakol. What is yado bakol? You know what I mean? So the plain shot, I mean, yado bakol, you could say means, yado bakol means that he'll be very powerful. And yad kol bo means that the others will attempt to overpower him, like Rashi says, shem etagrin bo. But not that they'll be successful at overthrowing him. You know what I mean? But he'll translate it so that he'll have power over his enemies, and they will try to attempt to do bad thing, but they won't be... But they won't necessarily be successful.
What?
Man, powerful person. Halach of Yishkam means that he will have peaceful relations with his. He'll be a powerful man, but a powerful man sometimes could be a loner. You see? No, the people who have a large group of people around them, his brothers, a large following, with them he'll get along very well, and his power will be expressed externally towards others, towards the enemies.
This
to so it means he'll be a powerful person, a courageous, powerful man, well known, who lives securely with people who are friendly with him and admire him. That's what it means. So what kind of a bracha is that? So that's a bracha in terms of Yeshiva Olam. In terms of Yeshiva Olam, that's a bracha. Didn't say how it'll be the Malach didn't say what it'll be ethically. But you see in the end he did tshuva. So you see ethically he was really pretty perfected also. Because in the end it says V'yikroso Yitzchak V'yishmol Bonav. So Chazal said that Melamed She'asa Yishmol Tshuva. Alright. But these are the characteristics he had. His characteristics in terms of Tikkun Olam. He's at the center of a societal structure. That's the Pshat. But according to Rashi, it's very difficult. What kind of a B'suah Tov is this? That you should be listening. She's on a high level, Hagar. No, my Torah, as the Gemara says, and the way Sarah said to our Shrecha Shezachis, the Guf Kadosh. You know what I mean? This is, you see that she was on a high level. I mean, how could she be happy to hear that her son's going to be a thief? Highwayman. Very difficult. It means, what does it mean? It means that she recognized one of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. That she recognizes that the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that God sees the oppressed. God takes aware, is cognizant of those who are oppressed. He's aware and he takes action against the situation. Atoka Roy. Okay? Kiyama, because she said, Agam Halom Roisi Achare Roi. She says, Achis Roi Isi Sheaf Halom B'midboros Roisi Shlucha Shomokom Acharoi Asam B'Veshel Avram Sheshama Yisi Regila Liros Malachim. The Tato Shaisa Regila Lirosam. She Remanoch Rosam Malach Pamachas Lama Mos Nomas Vizu Rosa. What? Dalad Zechazev Velochorda. Okay. So she didn't get scared. She said, so it shows that she always saw Malachim based Avram. So what's the pshat? What does it mean? Hagam Halom Kiyomra Hagam Halom Roisi Acharei Roi. Rashi learns. After I saw him based Avram, over here also I saw Malachim. What does it mean? It means to say that she thought that she when it says she saw Malachim according to Rashi, that means that she had Nevuah. Because seeing a Malach is Nevuah. So she thought she had Nevuah in the base of Ram. But she thought that the Nevuah that came to her only because of the base of Ram. See? That's what she said. Hagam Halom Roisi Acharei Roi. That she never expected. that it really, that the Nevuah was for her, because of her own level. See? So what is ki vatikra shem Hashem adover leo ato keo roi ki omra, because she said agam halom roi si achare roi. What is the pshat? What does it mean? What? Because she said, like this, she said she didn't attribute the nevuah to her own level. She said hagam, she said ato keo roi, you are the God that sees the oppressed and helps them. Ki amra, because she said, agam halom ra'isi achare roi, I would never see malachim over here on my own. Only in the base of Ram was a zochet nevuah. Once I left the base of Ram, it would never happen. So why did it happen? Only because of my situation. Because God is the one that helps the oppressed. You see? So that's what it means. Atokel Roy, you are the God that sees the oppressed. Oh, because she said that, what's the raya that God is the one that takes care of the oppressed? Because she said that she would never have seen Malachim after leaving the house of Avram. Because she wasn't on the level anymore. So why did this happen? Only because God is the one that takes care of the oppressed. So that's why she said, Atokel Roy. See, if she was on the level, so then it would be just a nevuah, because she deserved to have nevuah. But she didn't. She said no. Agam halom reisa chare roi. Will I see nevuah? I'll never have nevuah over here, because she recognized she's not on the level. So why did she have nevuah? Because of her situation. So she said, "Ato keo roi." Elikar reir sheroa beelbon shel aluvim. You see. Okay? So in other words, that the nevuah was only because of the base of Rome, but over here she didn't expect to see it because she knew she wasn't on the level. But why did she have this nevuah? Because of her situation. So that's why she said that God is the one that helps the oppressed. That's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? That's what Rashi learns. Have a nevuah to go back to base of Ram, right? And it was only because of the fact that he no harvi a lot is bane, right? The case, what it means really is that this nevuah was really not on the level of a nevuah where a person is zochet to nevuah inherently. It was a nevuah because of the situation. Different type. Hagam alom reisach hero. What? Under the Ashgacha, but she wasn't yet on the level of Nevuah. Now, in base of Ram, it's not clear that in base of Ram, it could be that she didn't herself have personal Nevuah in base of Ram. Could be that in base of Ram, she saw people in the state of Nevuah. Yeah, she saw what Nevuah was, because Nevuah, really, a person gets in a totally different state. So that's why she wasn't surprised, like Rashi says by Manoach. He didn't know what it was. He thought he was going to die, but she saw it and she knew what the state was. That's why she wasn't surprised. But as Rashi says, but it doesn't mean that she herself had nevuah necessarily. You see, and that's why she said that she really wasn't right for nevuah, but because of her situation, so God gave her nevuah. Atokel Rei. That's what Rashi wants to say. Okay. Something by Yishmael, where it says that Vuyeh per Adam Yada Bakol Kol Bo Val Panei Kol Echav Yishkan. Bakol indicates that he's a Yada Bakol indicates that he's an aggressive individual. He's an aggressive. But Val Panei Kol Echav Yishkan shows you a very good quality. It shows you that the aggression is turned outwards from the group that he relates to. You see, it's a controlled aggression. It's not just an infantile aggression where he's aggressive towards everybody, because then he could never have a society. So Zalpanei Kolach of Yishkan shows that he's
that the aggression is a controlled aggression. That to those who are close with him, he lives in peace, in harmony. So therefore the aggression is really not turned towards everybody. It's not wild aggression. And that's really, that means he uses his aggression for a constructive purpose. She called the bear, Bear Lachairoi. What does Bear Lachairoi mean? Rashi's Kitargumo. Kitargumo means, Beira de Malach Kayom Eschati Allah. It's the well, because that's where she was when the Malach came, right? She was Ala Ayin B'derech Shur. She's by the well. Alayna Mayim B'midbar. So she gave the well a name. And she called it the well upon which a living angel appeared. Why did she call it a name? Izgli Allah Chai V'Kayam. Lachai Roi. Izgli Allah Chai V'Kayam. That God appeared to her. The name, it is simple. That whenever the a well represents a source of life. So she named, she gave it a name that this well reflects the ultimate source of life, which is God. She associated the physical source of life with the ultimate source of life. See, in Yadis you have a lot of parallelisms like that. Like you have the concept of mezuzah on the bias. That the real shmirah is not the bias, the real shmirah is the true ideas. Same thing with tefillin. Tefillin on the mayach. And keneged alev. You see? Kibarav. Kibarav. Right. That says Mar Shemayim. That the father and mother should reflect the ultimate creator. Of course, to do keep it out of the right way, you have to be on a certain level. To be able to perceive it that way even, you have to be on a certain level. Why a person doesn't consider his father and his mother as an automatic reflection of God is because he's not on the proper level. He's not in the proper philosophic frame. See? He's in a certain, he's in an egocentric emotional frame. If he was in an objective frame, it would be the natural thing that this would come to his mind immediately. See? One source from who he came, he should automatically reflect back to God. It's a natural thing. Okay. That's what Hagar did. She gave it a name that the it should reflect to her the true ideas. The idea of the ultimate source of life, which is God. The way Yannis Menazil says, Chai V'Kaya. Unkus means by Malach Kayama, I'm not so sure. Bera de Malach Kiyama is Chazi Allah. Kara's Lashon Zachar doesn't really say that she called it. Somebody called it. But that's the reason that they called it, Bera Lachai Roi. Whoever it was. Doesn't say who it was. Now, Abinel says either Avram or somebody else. So I was wondering why Korah should be Korah if it was Hagar. Or Cain Korah. Somebody called it, doesn't say who. We said that when it says that she saw Malachim in the base of Ram, it wasn't necessarily, it didn't mean that she had Nevuah in the base of Ram. It means that she saw people in this process of Nevuah. Because to be in the process of Nevuah is a strange type of phenomena, like the Ram explains. And that's why Manoach thought, Manoach's wife thought they're going to die, because it was such a process they felt would kill them. It's a certain type of, a certain process that a person is under in a state, a certain state of mind, psychological state that the person is under, where there's a change in the direction of the psychic energies. It's the Rambam explains in the end of Yesodei Torah. One time went through it. At any rate, the pshat that we said was not that she really had Nevuah, but that she saw people in such a state. That's why she didn't think she's going to die, because she knew the state exists. She was familiar with the state. The Yerushalmi says the same thing. It says like this: Look, a kiyom kolal ma'edi chomis betzari arum omris, because she said, "Dol lechod olai is geleisa."
Here alone, here you appear to me alone. Heich basa dis galesal sorai ribinti. See? But before you were misgalat tisara. And here was to me. Corroborates that pshat. He said, not that she had nevuah in the base of Ram, but that she knew what nevuah was. We didn't really define what it means. Malach kiyama. Okay. Hagar l'Avram bain, vayikra Avram shem beno asher yolda Hagar Yishmael. So Avram called his son Yishmael. How did it's funny? The Malach says, "You shall call his name Yishmael." And actually, Avram called the son Yishmael. So first of all, the Malach said that you should call Yishmael is one question. How come she didn't do it? But Avram did it. So apparently, the Karas Shema Yishmael doesn't mean that she has to name him Yishmael. It means that that's how you should refer to him. But how did Avram happen to coincide with the request of the Malach? Shot is, the Ramban says, V'omar lo shehi tikranu came, v'tiskar ki shama l'kim elonya. Right, she should remember that shama l'kim elonya. That's what she should remember. V'avram me'atzma karashma kain, sheyishma kael v'ya'anenu. Avram called him that name, why? That God should listen to him and he should answer him. Alright? Now the question that Shmuley raised last time, why is it should be, according to Kishoma Hashem El Onyech, really should be Shmuel, not Yishmael. Yishmakel is in the future, really. You see, Ramban says that Avram said she Yishmakel v'yanenu. You know, in the future. See? So, why did the Malach say Kishoma Hashem Elonyech is in the past? So it should have been Shmokel. Shmoel. Shmael. Or Shomael. Right. What's Yishmael? See, the reason is like this. That really, the name was supposed to be, I just mentioned this before, that the names, you find that they name children after certain events. Like Pamo des Hashem, Matik Shema Yehuda, all the time. Right? Naftali, Naftali, Machosik, Naftali, Roshem, Ba'ani, Ruvain, right? Okay. So the reason is like this, because what's the importance of naming a child? Because a child represents a person's immortality. That's what a child represents to an individual. And the name, the reason, the Avos did was, and the Mos was to use this fantasy of immortality that a person has with worship to his child to remember or to reflect truly eternal concepts about God. You see? That's the purpose. Again, the parallelism between the material immortality and the true eternal ideas. That's the importance of naming a child. See, even today there's a big thing about naming children. People get very excited. Yeah. Why was the midah that she was reflecting in the name of Yishmael? Or that was to be reflected in the name of Yishmael? What was the midah? At Atokel Roy, right? Alaika Haria, right? Sheroa be'elbon shel aluvin. That's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That God notices the situation of an individual, painful situation. And he notices a painful situation, and he takes action against it, right? He removes the person from that situation. Roa be'elbon, shelaluvin. See, so that's why the name was not supposed to reflect an incident in the past. It was supposed to reflect the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Yishmael. So Yishmael means that he
he always will do it. It's a permanent thing.
Rashi's bother the kasha Oz Yashir Moshe. So he says the Chazal say Medrash Chazal say that it means L'tchias HaMeisim. Okay, but now he says V'ein Lomar L'Yashiv Loshen Azek Kishor Dvar Manachtovim B'Loshen Osed V'Hem Miyad. You can't say this means, it's like other things that are written in Loshen Osed and it means immediately. Kigon Koche Yase Iyav. This is the way Iyav would do. This was his mode of operation. You see, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. Hashem Yachnu means that was the way of doing things. Constant thing. V'yesha sheyishkon ha'onon. What does it mean? Sheyishkon ha'shoshachon ha'onon. Sheyishkon ha'onon means that that's the way, something that's constantly in progress, you use the Lashon Osed. He says you can't say that. Why? He says, l'fi shehein dover ahova tomid. Something happens constantly. V'nofobo bein Lashon Osed or bein Lashon Ova. You could use it either way. Avol zesh lo hoy elo l'shoy and eichol liyashov Lashon Osed. But you can't say az yashe moshe. What, he's constantly singing. Right? You see? But over here, with regard to Yishmael, you can't say it. Rashi says that the Lashon Osed means not only Osed something in the future, but Lashon Osed means a constancy, implies a constancy, Rashi says. Like, Yishkon Onan. It's a constant thing. So Yishmael really represents a constancy. That God always, He always listens. That's Kishoma Hashem El Onyech. It means Shoma Hashem El Onyech, but not just once. That's Atokel Roi. You are the God that constantly sees Be'elbon Shalaluvin. Right? You're constantly cognizant of those who are suffering. So Yishmael represents a constancy. That was the idea she was trying to reflect. It could be that's what it means by Malach Kayoma. Malach Kayoma Chazis Allah. Malach Kayoma means a constant. It means something that's a constant. It's not just a one-time event. Malach Kayoma means that Malach is constantly there. And why? Because Malach is something that comes from God. You see, and then it's sent by God. And it represents one of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a constant thing. Okay? That's why she was supposed to reflect that eternal concept of God in her son. Son was supposed to reflect that concept. That's a reminder of that concept. Okay? It says that Avram called him Yishmael, Sheishma Kel V'Yanenu. That means something else. That means that Avram had a different implication. Avram said, Yishma Kel V'Yanenu, that God should listen, should answer him. What does it mean God should answer him? Well, that God should answer him, that Yishmael should be the one to carry on the bris of Avram. See? The birkas of Avram. Of course, that God told him later that it's not going to happen. Yishmael Shmaticha, but at this time he didn't know, so that's why he said Yishmael. That's the first pshat in the Ramban. What is it? He says the Ramban says, "Oh, sheshar saw of Ruach Hakodesh kedivrei Rashi," because Rashi says that he had Ruach Hakodesh. The Koro so Yishmael kishama lekim el. El Oni Imo. Alright? Kidva HaMalach. So what does it mean when Rashi says that Rosh Hashanah love Ruach HaKodesh? What does Ruach HaKodesh mean over here? That's right. That he realized Ruach HaKodesh means that he had an unusual perception. Means that Ruach HaKodesh, like the Rambam explains, Ruach HaKodesh is a certain state of mind. Rambam explains. A certain state of mind where a person is free from all subjective emotions, and he operates on an objective basis as far as man is capable of doing. So that means when she had the son, so it caused Avraham Avinu to reflect, and he thought over the situation, and And he defined it precisely the way the Malach did. That's Ruach HaKadosh. The Vanacham Beinai, the Pshat that he likes best, is Ki HaMalach Tzivah LaHagash at the Krenah Kain. V'hi Yireya Bavor Yosef Pilegesh Likro Hashem Levein Adonai. She's afraid. She had no right to call what the name is going to be. The Gil Salo Inyan, and she told him what it was. Vavram Kiyam Dvar Hashem. So that's the plain shot in the pasuk, because it's far-fetched to say that Avraham Avinu should come to the same conclusion. Yeah, otherwise, you're going to say it's coincidental, either that he happened to call Yishmael a name which happened to coincide with he had a different idea that coincided. Actually, there's only three possibilities: either he had a different idea that coincided, or else he happened to hit upon the same idea through Ruach HaKadosh, or the third way is that. That she simply told him what the story is, and he followed out the Dvar Hashem. He says that's the most plain shot in the pasuk. Okay. I mean that he understood the whole thing. It was actually he threw her out, or he allowed Sarah to throw her out. You have to say that he revised in his mind. He went through the whole incident, revised and figured out that the Yishmael came from her because she was a. That would require a Ruach HaKadosh. It's a good point that you mentioned there. That the Vayikra Ram Shem ben Noah sheyol dahaga Yishmael. So Steve asks, why is it that ben Noah sheyol dahaga? Why don't you say Vayikra Ram Shem Yishmael? That would the first lashon of the Ramban fits in. The first lashon of the Ramban fits in better with the extra words of the pasuk, because it means that he recognized that this is his son, and that Hagar is deserving of being the progenitor of the klal. And that's why he said Yishmael Yaneno. Ruach HaKodesh, so Yolda Hagar is very good. Second shot, Ruach HaKodesh. So I say Yolda Hagar is good because that was the reason why he called him Yishmael. Implies that Yishmael that. Thought that Yishmael was going to be the progenitor of Klal Yisrael. Shem Beno, he recognized him as his son. As a matter of fact, because of this idea of Hagar, he thought on the contrary. Now you see that she's the one that's supposed to do it. Hey, this is my son. This is the one that's going to carry on. See? It means he treated him like Beno to carry over all the ideas, all the true philosophical ideas. That's what it means, Beno. Well, I used to say the same thing. The importance of Shem Beno, Asher Yolda Hagar, it means that he considered this, he's the one that's going to carry on, and is Bedafka through Hagar. That's the way the Ashkacha wanted it to be. Bedafka. Why I, Sarah, was such a great tzaddikus? She certainly should have been deserving. Can't say the kasha on Ashgacha. This is the reason she was deserving, and that's it. Kasha. Why Sarah wasn't deserving? It's kasha. Avraham Avinu knew that he's not on a level he can understand everything, why it works the way it does. Alright? The reason why it did work out that way, that Sarah was an Akara, and then at 90 years old she gave birth, which was Shinui Ateva. Why couldn't she give birth earlier? And it would seem that the purpose was to demonstrate the principle that the Ashgacha works with Shinui Ateva with regard to the establishing of the nation that has the true ideas. You don't see Shini Ateva. Here you see Shini Ateva. Eric Bey's Pasuk Aleph and Shemos. So Rashi says that she was, Yocheved was 130 years old. If I remember correctly, the Aaron Ezra goes wild because he says that's the case, it was a greater nest than Sarah. And he rejects the whole thing. So what's the answer though? What is the pshat in the Medrash? I mean, how can the Medrash say such a wildness, not mention the Torah? The answer is because they hold
that it was already established through Sarah that the establishment of the Ummah takes place Ayyadei Shini Ateva. And Moshe Rabbeinu was certainly the most important individual that established Klal Yisrael. So therefore they say it's no Chiddush anymore. Say that it happened, that such a thing happened like that. Of course we know that already, that principle we know already from Sarah. But Yemen Ezra, I guess, because it says it should have been mentioned somewhere. But the answer is they hold that it doesn't have to be mentioned. Because the principle has already been established by the Torah. The Torah doesn't just mention facts. The Torah mentions ideas of the Ashgacha, and that idea has already been established. If it could happen for Yitzchak, it could happen for Moshe Rabbeinu also. Let's go with what the reality of the situation is in the relationship. And we learned that God performs Shini Atef in order to establish Yuma. So therefore it's quite possible. There's a Rashi on that. That why is it, what do we care how old he was? So Rashi says, "Lishvacho shel Yishmael nechtav, lodia shehaya ben yud gimel shana kishanimo v'lo ikev." He was 13 years old when he received circumcision, and he didn't object. But actually, the pasuk says it openly later. Sifser Chom has the kasha that he was 13 years old. It says in pasuk Chafei Perek Yizayah. Alright, since Rang is there, it's a little difficult. Alright, we'll leave it at Kasha, we'll leave it at Kasha. But one thing you do see though, from this, you see that the characteristic, one of the characteristics of Yishmael is exhibited by that fact. You see, that he was a courageous person. We said one of the midas was that he was a courageous individual. Right? And that's what it means. It means that he didn't object, because he wasn't a fearful person. If something, he didn't have the emotion of fear, that would prevent him from doing something that made sense to him. And since he understood Bris Avram, so it made sense to him, he did it willingly. The matter is, and it says Yishmael really, Kishama Hashem Akola Narba Asher Hashem. So Chazal say that he was, God said, that he said, that the Malachim said to God. So I'll make it like a little mashal. Malachim said to God, how are you saving this Yishmael? His children will eventually torture Kol Yisrael. So it says, Kisham Hashem HaKol Na B'Asher Hashem. B'Asher Hashem, God asked him, is he a tzaddik now or a rasha? So he said, tzaddik. See? So apparently, he was a tzaddik at that time. Kisham Hashem HaKol Na B'Asher Hashem. And it says, Vayhi Rova Kashas, though. It says, Rova Kashas. You know, what kind of a tzaddik is that? He's running around shooting arrows. See? So the answer is, and later it says in Yishmael did tshuva at the end of his life, even though he did averus, but he did tshuva. What's the pshat? The pshat is, like we said, that really Yishmael was a person who was who had the characteristics to establish Yishuv Haaretz. He had those characteristics. And of course, a person with those characteristics, I mean, it's possible he should sin, he should deviate, stray. But the fact is that he did tshuva, and at the time when he was young, he was really a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. There's nothing wrong with Rav Akashas. That was part of his nature, to establish Yeshua Shalom, and he was involved in it, and he did it properly. Later he was a Chotei, Chazal say, but it says that he did Tshuva later. So he was in line with his nature, and he fulfilled his purpose. That was Yishmael. That's the big thing, that he didn't resist. So that shows you that even though he really, even though his nature was such that he wasn't involved in the true ideas, or if a person is overcome by the true ideas, and that's his nature, just to contemplate and to understand God, there's no chiddush. But that wasn't really his nature. His nature was really to be a conqueror, Yeshiva Shalom. For an individual like that to accept, insofar as he can, a very painful thing, accept the concept of Bris Avram, because he was a Ben Avram, that's a big mila for a person like that. Now the Eben Ezra that we mentioned before is in Memvov, Pasuk Chav Gimel. How'd you find it?
ki yocheved nolda bein achamos. Gam ze tema, lama lo hiska kosva pela she nasa ima, she holedes, שהולדס משה, שהולדה משה, והיא בס כפלמד שונה, ולמה הסקי דבר שרה, שהויסה בס תישים. די לנו זה הצער, this isn't bad enough, עד שעשו פייטונים פיוטים ביום שמחה סטורי, יוכבד אימי אחרי אסנחמי, והיא בס רשנון שונה. איך יחיה חי כך וכך שונה, דרך אגוד הדבר יחד. All right, so he doesn't like it. So you can answer the kasha, why the pasuk doesn't mention it. Because the pasuk doesn't mention offense, the pasuk only mentions ideas of the Ashgacha. And that idea was mentioned already, no need to mention it again. Burstein mentioned, with regard to Vayeda Kayin, importance of Kishem ben Ochanach. So the answer is because the child in general, the Avos and Imos call their children by certain names that reflect something about God, like Yehuda, Pamod Eser Hashem, and Ruven Kar Hashem Ba'anyi, because the child represents a person's link to immortality. Use the child to remind them of one of the midas, the eternal midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here also, Vayikra Hashem, Vayikra Hashem Ben Ochanoch, was because the Kayan wanted to do the Yeshiva Olam, his Misasik in Yeshiva Shal Olam, and the Yeshiva Shal Olam is one of the purposes of God's of the creation. So therefore, he wanted to remind himself of the concept of Yeshiva Shal Olam, which was the ear when he thought about his son Chanoch. So he goes, that's part of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of God's will.